Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. Thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. I magnify your name, Lord. praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight, amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Come on, surrender it all over to God with holding nothing, amen. Picking up the peace that Jesus give, amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding, amen. Be free on today, amen, because Jesus Christ has set us free, so we are free indeed, amen. Do not go back to bondage, amen. Do not go back to the old way, amen. The old woman, the old man, amen. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh, God. Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, and amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, amen. We thank you for saving us, hallelujah. Father God, you are God, and we praise you, and we thank you, oh, Lord, for another day that you have given us by your grace and mercy, that you've given us another day that we can press in and press on, amen. You've given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take that what you have given us away, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you, even as we press on today, that we will make it, hallelujah, and it's nothing that the devil can do to stop us, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us right now, amen. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are good, hallelujah, and you're merciful. You're merciful, God. You'll never leave us, amen. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, oh, Lord, give us victory. Receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, because we believe. Father God, we come this day with all faith and combined faith, oh God. Lord, we believe, and Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, that we can receive from you great and mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So Lord, we thank you for answering prayers on tonight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. But yet and still, we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, hallelujah, that you will bless, touch, and heal, and deliver and change our lives from this day onwards. Amen. Help us to fight the good fight in faith. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we will be from all the works of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cancel every assignment of Satan and his angels against our life and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We speak life and not death, amen. We speak the blessing of the Lord, amen, and not cursing, amen. For we are blessed of the Lord, amen, that make it rich and add no sorrow. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Lord God, where will we be in this day, amen? In this hour, God, that you've ordained for us to come for such a time as this, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for you are our strength, amen. You are our joy, oh God. You are everything, oh God. You're all that we need. So we come seeking these first of your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen? And we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Father God, that you would just have your way right now. Move mighty, Lord God. Move mighty right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do, Father God. We know that you can do all things but fail. Oh, Lord, change it, oh God, and make us more like you. Lord, we want to be more like you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, created us a clean heart. Amen. A right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that we're redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ from the curse of the law of sin and death. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us, that protects us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, justifies us, and makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and by your word. And we know your voice and we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strangers according to John 10 and 27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to Psalm 112 and 2. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand our territories and fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh Lord, we bless you and we praise you and we worship you and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. Amen. We ask that you help us to cease from our own labors. We do so by faith, and we ask you to cause us to enter your rest now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive that. Hallelujah. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf and for those in our family and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to fill these your temples with as much the kind of glory as possible. Amen. Oh Lord, help us to bear the cross up that you prepare for us, and help those in our family, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about it. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us, oh God. Oh Lord, we need your help, oh God. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word. We ask that you prepare us with a reference and with worship, with the Holy Spirit and with humility through your Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask that you take out of us and add to us, do to us anything you want, because we belong to you. We've been bought with a price. We're not our own, and we just want to say thank you. We ask you, hallelujah, that the word we read will be engrafted into us and become part of our spirit, mind, will, and emotions. Amen. We decree and declare by the power of hallelujah and your help, oh God, that you're helping us and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, and loyal for your name's sake. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you to deliver us while we're blind, wretched, naked, and poor. Amen. We ask for your help, oh God. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a helping season, to edify, to exalt, and to comfort others in the name of Jesus Christ. Of that, we ask, hallelujah, for love and grace for others, and grace from you, Lord God. We ask for your help, that your love and grace in us flow and be administered to others by your spirit in us, to manifest your presence in and through us. Amen. We release all things into your hands. We commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. We ask for your help, that you would give us the word that you want us to give to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask that you, hallelujah, would send those that receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them. Let them act and receive, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We ask that you give us a clear mind and thoughts towards you, a clear will towards you. Oh, Lord, clear of all emotional clutter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every, hallelujah, every way of confusion and doubt and disbelief to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of destruction and death, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every hallelujah familiar spirit, amen, hallelujah, God, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive our deliverance right now. We ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and through our lives. And then in those in our families, we ask you to fashion our heart like yours. They're telling you that your fruits will abound through us and to others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Heavenly Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, for your perfect will being worked out through our lives, in the lives of those that our life touches. Amen. As you direct us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. And then we ask you to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for our family and loved ones. Amen. We ask you to guard us and our family with many angels, and that they may manifest as needed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. Amen. We ask that we may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. Amen. We ask for a heart like yours, and of course the maturity to walk in it to the fullest with you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give it all over to you right now. Amen. We die daily to this flesh, that our spirit may be strengthened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercies of new every morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land right now, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day in peace. Let the works of the enemy come to nothing. Let anyone beset by the cap of the enemy be cut down and pushed back right now. Let the works of the enemy, hallelujah, be destroyed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the enemy be paralyzed. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotions do not deceive us in hearing your voice, and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut, and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms. And that's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every doorway, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us and those in our families, all that we love and concerned about, our homes, land, properties, vehicles, workplaces, schools, finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, in our marriages, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray right now, amen, hallelujah. According to your word in Ephesians 1, chapter 17 through 23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of the calling, amen, hallelujah, of Christ Jesus, the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, inheritance into saints, amen, and what is exceeding greatness in your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you, hallelujah, used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead, and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, so above principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. Amen. Who fills all in all. Amen. For God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we, hallelujah, are seated with Lord Jesus Christ right now in the heavenlies. And then, Heavenly Father, by faith, independence upon you, hallelujah, we put off the fleshly works of the old woman and man. Amen. And we stand unto you all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. Amen. amen. We put on ourselves right now the new woman and man, amen. We stand in all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness, and we put on ourselves the new nature, which is Christ Jesus with his love, amen. We put off all forms of fear, and we put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with his courage, amen. We put off all forms of lust, and we put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty, amen. Hallelujah, we're trusting you, oh God. Hallelujah, just show us, each of us, how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way, we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and power will make subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place right now, amen, in Christ is victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill us, hallelujah, fill us to overflowing, come into our lives, hallelujah, break down every idol and cast out every soul, and continue to lead us in our prayers, amen. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives, that we, hallelujah, may have it, hallelujah, and may show us your word in the name of Jesus Christ, of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim our will and destiny for God, for our lives, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We're so thankful, oh God, that you have blessed us, amen, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are so thankful, oh God, that you have begotten us into a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead, amen. We are thankful that you have made provisions for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, self-control in our lives. We recognize that it is your will for us, and we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our lives to protect us from the enemy and all accusations, distortion, insinuation in lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare we're completely surrendered. Hallelujah, we've surrendered ourselves over to our Heavenly Father as a living sacrifice. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray that you will show us your will, enable us to walk in your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God. Amen. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough on tonight, oh God, hallelujah, that you have set this time for us, oh Lord, that we may receive, amen, that we may come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh Lord, and that we may receive, oh God, bring it all to your altar, oh God, hallelujah, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare 1 John 1:9 that our sins are forgiven and we're washed and cleansed, amen, from all unrighteousness, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Only you, Lord Jesus, you did it all, amen, hallelujah. You left nothing unfinished, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, many of us are on the line today, and we're needing a healing, oh God. Many of us have been sick in our body, oh God, and we've been praying, and we've been fasting, and we've been seeking, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, we're just asking, oh God, that you remove every delay to our healing, amen, hallelujah. Pray through coming our healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we don't believe the report of man. Lord, we believe your report, and we stand on your promises of yes and amen, that we can decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed, amen. We are delivered from every sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses right now. Oh Lord, increase our faith the more, oh God, to receive the miracle of healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, speak to the blood on tonight, oh God, and release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing, oh God, of healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that we receive our healing. We decree and declare we're delivered from high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, any type of cancer known and unknown to man, COPD, heart disease, lung problems, asthma, whatever it is, sinus issues, whatever it may be, we come against it and we decree and declare that we're delivered from every sickness. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, oh God, according to your word, Jesus is Lord over our lives, and sickness and disease have no power over us. Amen. We are forgiven and we are free of sin and guilt. We tell you we're dead to sin and alive, amen, unto righteousness according to Colossians 1:21-22. You have given us abundant life, amen. We receive the life through your word, and it flows to every organ of our bodies, amen, bringing life, healing, and health, amen. According to John 10:10 and John 6:63, Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain, amen. Therefore, we give no place to sickness or pain. Father God, you sent your word, oh God, and healed us, and we thank you. According to Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed us, amen, and delivered us from all destruction, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we attend to your word, amen. We incline our ear to your sayings, oh God. We will not, hallelujah, let them depart from our eyes, amen. We keep them in the midst of our hearts, for they are life and healing to our bodies, to our flesh, oh Lord. As your word, hallelujah, as you were with Moses, so are you with us. And we just want to say thank you. We decree that our eyes are not dim, neither is our natural vigor, and it will not diminish. Amen. Bless our eyes so they see, and our ears they hear. Amen. No evil will befall us, neither any plague will come near our dwelling, for you have given the angels, your angels charge over us. They keep us in all our ways and all our paths. Hallelujah. Is life, healing, and health. Amen. We decree and declare, amen, that Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness, and therefore we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies. Amen. How does the life of God flow through us? Amen. Bringing healing to every fiber of our being. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed from the curse. Amen. Hallelujah. Flowing. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:13 is flowing in our bloodstream. Amen. It flows to every cell of our bodies. Amen. Restoring life and health. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in our flesh, restoring every cell of our bodies. Amen. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We're made of him. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We make a demand on our bodies to release the right chemicals and hormones of our bodies in perfect chemical balance. Amen. Our pancreas is secreting us, hallelujah, the proper amount of insulin for life and health. Amen. Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted, hallelujah, your life to us. That life restores our body with every breath that we take, every word, hallelujah, that we speak. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that which God has not planned is to dissolve and rooted out our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24 is engrafted into every fiber of our being, and we are alive with the life of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growth and tumors have no right in our bodies. Amen. They are a thing of the past, but we are delivered from the authority of darkness. Amen. Every organ and every tissue in our bodies functioning perfect perfection that God created us to function. We forbid any malfunctions in our body. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Heavenly Father, we give voice to your words. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. Your life, hallelujah, is energizing every cell in our bodies. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Romans 8:11. Arthritis, you must go. Sickness, you must flee. Diseases, you must leave. In the name of Jesus Christ, harmful bacteria, viruses, fungi, we command them to die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Mary, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tumors cannot exist in us. Amen. It cannot exist in the bodies of our family members and loved ones. Amen. For the Spirit of God is upon us. Amen. Sickness, fear, and oppression have no power over us. For God's word is our confession. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have a strong heart. Amen. Our hearts speak with the rhythm of life. Amen. Our blood flows to every cell of our bodies. Amen. Restoring life and health and abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We command our blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every cell of our bodies to be normal. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we speak to the bones and joints of our bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. We call it normal in the name of Jesus Christ. Our bodies right now, our bones and joints will not respond to any disease, but the spirit of life of 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah. Penetrate right now. Hallelujah. every bone and every joint in our bodies with life and health. Amen. We make a demand on our bones to produce perfect marrow. Amen. We make a demand on our marrow to produce pure blood that will help ward off sickness and disease. Our bones refuse any offense of the curse. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We will make a demand on our joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in our joints. Amen. We refuse, hallelujah, to receive it. Our joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function. Amen. We demand, command, and declare that all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we speak the word of faith to our bodies. Amen. We demand that every eternal organ perform perfect work. Amen. For we are, hallelujah, and you are our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, we charge you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the authority of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word of God, to be healed and made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Proverbs 12 and 18, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we resist the enemy in every form that he comes against us. Amen. We require our bodies, amen, to be strong and healthy, and we enforce it with your word, oh God. We reject the curse, and hallelujah, we enforce life in this body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not, hallelujah, we will not die, but we will live and declare the works of God. Amen. You have forgiven all our iniquities, amen. You have healed all our diseases. You have redeemed our lives from destruction. You have satisfied our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles, amen. Lord, you have blessed, hallelujah, our food and water and taken sickness away from them, amen. Therefore, we, hallelujah, fulfill the number of our days in health, amen, hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14 and 14, and we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing, divine help, the manifestation of divine healing and divine health right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 16 and 23, amen. Heavenly Father, according to your word, you are not a respecter of person. We receive our healing right now in the holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forbid the enemy from trying to steal our healing. Amen. We bind our minds, hallelujah, to the mind of Christ. Have your way, Lord Jesus. We bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, fill us overflowing with our Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for our healing on tonight. Amen. We thank you that breakthrough has come in our healing, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our mothers are healed. Hallelujah. Our fathers are healed. Our husbands are healed. Our wives are healed. Our children are healed. Our grandchildren are healed. Our great-grandchildren are healed. Amen. Our brothers are healed. Our sisters are healed. Our aunts and uncles and cousins are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our co-workers are healed. Our friends are healed. Our loved ones are healed. Those that we've come in contact with that needed a healing that we spoke to on the phone, every stranger that we had a conversation with or laid eyes on that need a healing, we decree and declare they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we receive it and we rejoice in knowing that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not look back. We put our hands on the plow. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for restoration right now. Thank you that breakthrough has come. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up a way where it seemed to be no way. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we put on us right now and those in our family the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us. Covers us from the crown of our heads. From the crown of our heads. Oh my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, God. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you. Nobody like you, God. Nobody like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Set us a fire, God. Set us a fire, God. Set us a fire with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Anything that's not of you, it got to go. Let it be burnt up with that fire, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah, God. Right time, Mahaya. Right time, Mama Boshana. Right time, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that peace come to that family. That I've lost the loved one, oh, God. Restore the joy, restore the hope. Hallelujah, God. Right time, Mama Boshana. Rain on us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, blow on us, oh, God. High shout it over, oh, God. Breathe on us, hallelujah. Breathe on us, Lord. Oh, God, do a new thing right now. Change us, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, God. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost fire. Hush, shut us a fire, God. To do your will, Lord. Right out of our heart. Right out of our heart. Right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. We put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my family, oh, God. Oh, Lord, those that are dealing with mental illness, oh, God, dealing with the spirit of suicide and oppression and depression and fear, oh, God. Oh, Lord, spirit of worry and doubt, oh, God. Hallelujah. Double-minded spirit, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let healing come right now. Let deliverance take root in us, oh, God, that we may be delivered, hallelujah, from every spirit, every attack of the enemy against our minds, oh, God. Let peace take its place, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We take the shield of faith right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives and those in our family. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we pray for traveling grace for those in our family members and loved ones that are traveling on this night, oh God, and the wee hours of the morning of this new day and will be traveling. We pray for traveling grace and mercies, oh Lord, that you'll go before us, oh Lord, and those in our family and loved ones and your children around the world, God, that you'll go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, uprooting every plot and plan of attack of the enemy, oh God, smoothing out every rough patch along the way. And Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every family member and loved one, oh God, hallelujah, over our homes, all that's in our homes and every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today or they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay, oh God, and those in our families as well. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, I ask, oh God, let us receive long life. Good life. For all good things coming from you. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name. We decree and declare that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, more of you and less of ourselves. We thank you, and we love you, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you loved us first. that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Will you praise him on
tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. God bless y'all. Welcome, welcome, and welcome on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank God for another opportunity that we can praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to have life one more day and one more time, knowing that we don't make time. We take the time that God gives us. Amen. And we just thank God for remembering us on today. Amen. That we are still here. Amen. Glory to God. That's enough to shout it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. God bless you all on tonight. God bless you. God keep you. I pray that you are able to receive every prayer that went forth for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. By your faith, may it be done unto you. Amen. According to your faith, may you receive it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I want to know how you're doing tonight. We're going to start with Jamelle. God bless you, Jamelle. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm back. Glory to God. I'm doing good. Glory to God. And thank you.
Amen.
Y'all. I'm back again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God that you're excited about being back and being in position. Hallelujah. Well, God do it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I am on fire over here, y'all. I promise you. If you see me right now, you think I just ran a marathon. I am pouring here. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Jamelle. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to have you on the line this midnight hour. Amen and amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome.
God,
how you doing this midnight hour?
Fine. I'm doing fine.
Amen.
Thank God that I'm able to be here tonight.
Amen.
Along with my praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. So glad you can be here touching the green on tonight. Amen. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I have been blessed, you know. I got on here. I got on, and before getting on, I was just, you know, seeing, you know, I don't know what, I didn't have a particular prayer request, but I had been thinking and praying for God to heal the body, you know, to heal our bodies. And so, you know, thank you. I received all the prayers that went forth, and I received, and I'm believing in it for myself, my family, my friends, everyone connected to, and everyone here on the line. And I know you're on fire. I felt it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. If you had anybody on here that needs the healing, if you haven't received that on tonight, amen, I'm telling you, be renewed, restored in your body and every organ, amen. And don't let the enemy take you out of that place, because he's going to try to tell you you're not, but you are, amen. In the name of Jesus, you got to silence him up and shut him up. Oh, Lord, my God, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. God bless you. So many people have surrendered over to the enemy, and he said, you have this, and you're going to die. And they just said, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and die. Because that's what I was told. But I look here, I come against it with the blood of Jesus. Amen. I come against it with the blood. You shall live. Amen. You shall live a long, healthy, beautiful life in the Lord. Amen. You won't be not living life bent over. A bear that can walk, you know, somebody got to push you around. No, you will walk and be fine. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your mind is restored. Amen. Every organ is restored. Amen. You are whole. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Corn, I love you. I thank God for you. We love you. So good you can be on the line and touching the ground tonight. First, I only saw Jamel on the line. I said, oh, I guess it's just going to be me and Jamel tonight. He said, see what's first. And I said, okay, everybody else started kind of popping in there. So God bless you and God keep you. I'm just so excited that you all have taken the time out to be on the line at this midnight hour. It is not easy. Many have tried to be up and stay up and take a nap to get up and was not able to make it on the line. But I'm so glad that God has blessed me that in these 13 days at midnight, it's always been somebody on the line. Amen. So it's been two or three. You know, it's been at two or three or more. So I just thank God. God bless you all. We're praying for our nation. Amen. We're praying for our family. We're praying for our loved ones that are asleep in bed or maybe dealing with some type of sickness or mental illness and they can't talk to anybody about it or going through something and they just praying and asking God for a way. Or some of them don't even know how to pray. They just want to give up. But we are praying for a breakthrough, and God hears our prayers. Not only that, but he answers our prayers.
Yes.
So God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. This midnight hour. How you doing, Mama? Mama, you there?
Good morning. I'm okay. Sleepy. Don't hold on. Amen.
Jesus. Just 1 hour. Just one hour. Say, can you stay awake? Can you pray with me just 1 hour? Can you keep watch for just 1 hour? 1 hour. We'll stay up all day and watch a show. We'll watch a series.
Yes.
Can't wait me at 2 in the morning to try to watch down the whole series on Netflix.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you, mom. We love you. We thank God for you. I pray that you are able to receive those prayers of healing on tonight. I thank God for it. That was a powerful prayer. I received it. I'm telling you. Because you'll be going through some stuff in your body you don't even understand. I talk to people all day. They start saying, oh, I want to withdraw what we have there. I don't need it. I'm really healthy. Nothing happens to me. I don't get sick. You know, and you're going to see people going, oh, okay.
Yeah, people say that.
Oh, okay. You know, when I'm just going, oh, okay. It just amazes me, you know. Things change all the time. You go through things in your body. Things are happening, and you don't even know it's happening. But we could come against that thing. But for you to think that what your situation today could be something different on tomorrow, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And either way it goes, but we have the power of prayer. But I mean, I say that because people don't understand that things happen in life and things go on in our body. A lot of times we don't even know what's going on, you know. But we thank God that we have a healer. Amen. And he is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is. So I pray that we all receive healing. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, cousin. God bless you, mom. We love you. We thank God for you. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed. My sister had a hard time waking me up, but I heard the phone and I woke up and I thanked the Lord. Because that was a wonderful prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you.
And I want you to continue to give those prayers that the Lord keep on using you. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm telling y'all, I am just so happy. I am just so filled with joy on tonight. I am so grateful to be in position. I thank God before I got on the call when the music was playing. I said, Lord, only in your strength that I'm able to be here and be in position. You know, I'm looking at the date. Everything is good now on the 13 days at midnight. Oh, Lord, only you have made this possible for me to be here and in position, whether anybody show up or not. I'm in position because you called me, oh God, and you have strengthened me and you are ordained for such a time as this. So I'm excited when I get on the line because I know it's not in my strength. It's in the strength of the Lord that I come. Hallelujah. And I've achieved the victory in the name of Jesus. I'm believing God. Amen, for our breakthrough and our healing and everything that we're coming on this line. We're not just coming just to be coming to say I came. We're coming that we can receive, that we can have that intimate relationship with our Father that meets us here every night. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Our scripture on tonight. I know the time is going fast. I'm having a good time. I want to lift up before you go on scripture. A young lady reached out to me from my job, and she said, can you please pray for me? And we're just praying that God gives her direction, that God will give her the strength and the boldness, that God will open up the way for her, and that joy and peace will overtake her, that every need be met, and that she will be led by the Holy Spirit and guided by the Holy Spirit on what to do for her life, that it will be a blessing for not just herself but her family and those that she come in contact with. Also want to lift up Sister Shavante Shepherd, who is looking for housing right now. We just pray that God will open up a door for her and her family, for a home for them. Right now they're without a home. They're staying somewhere, but they're not in a home for themselves. And she has a pretty big family, so we're just praying that God will open up a place for her husband and children, that they'll get approved for a home or a place for them to stay speedily. So we're praying for them. And, Lord, we just ask that you move mighty. Lifting up my cousin Angela Green on tonight, cousin Sean Denise on tonight as well. Florence Aunt Betty and her husband's side, Prophetess Wanda Holt, James Fowler for healing, and Micah Evenhouse for healing, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that I spoke to on today and all who I prayed for today while at work that are needing the healing or going through something, I just pray that God will divinely intervene in that life and turn it all around for their good, that healing will come, that blessing will come, that finances will come. On today, that God will restore the hope and the peace and the joy of those families. I spoke to a few people today and yesterday that lost loved ones. A couple of women that lost their husbands over the weekend or last week. And so just, you know, in the position that we're in, we get those kind of calls. So I'm just praying that, you know, we just continue to pray and lift them up and that God will just do a mighty work in their lives. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And if it's anyone that you all want to pray for tonight, if you could just call their names out right now, and we're just going to speak blessings and blessing over their lives. Go ahead. Lord, we thank you right now. We ask that you move mighty in the life of all that's been called on tonight, O God, as we bring it to the altar, Lord, that you bring healing to that body, of God, peace to their mind, joy to their spirit, O God, that you'll make the way out of nowhere, O God, that you'll divinely intervene right now, God. Turn it all around for their good, oh God. Let the living come into their life, oh God. Let joy come, oh God. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon their life, oh God. Direct them and guide them and lead them by the Holy Spirit that they truly be blessed. Lord, we pray that all be saved, amen. Every name that's being called on tonight, out of the mouth of your children, oh God. Lord, move mighty, oh God. You know everything we need before we ask, oh God. And let every need be met, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hopefully you all were calling out the names of the ones that you are bringing to God on tonight as we touch and agree with all faith. Amen. As we lift them up and we just thank God for answered prayers in their life. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Our scripture on tonight is coming from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26. We missed her, Sharon, on tonight. She was going strong on the line with us, and we hadn't heard from her today. All right, so scripture again is coming from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26. The Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. When we look at these scriptures here on tonight, amen, newly transformed people produce something special with their lives. Apostle Paul calls the new work of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is spontaneously, creatively produces this kind of fruit in us. The Spirit generates these character traits in us because we are becoming more like Jesus. Amen. Who perfectly modeled them. When Christ controls us, they grow and flow from us naturally. We can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. So if we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must live in close union with Jesus. Amen. We must submit to him, know him, love him, remember him, and imitate him. As a result, we will fulfill the intended purpose of the law, to love God and our neighbors. The question is, which of these qualities do you most want the Spirit to produce in you? Amen. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture in verse 23, because God who sent the law also sent the Spirit, the byproducts of the Spirit-filled life are in perfect harmony with the intent of the law. A person who exhibits the fruit of the Spirit fulfills the law far better than a person who observes the rituals but has little love in his or her heart. In order to accept Christ, when we look at verse 24, it says, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. In order to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, we need to turn from our sins and willingly nail our sinful nature to the cross. This doesn't mean, however, that we will never see traces of this evil desires again. As Christians, we still have the capacity to sin, but we have been set free from sin's power over us and no longer have to give into it. We must daily commit our sinful tendencies to God's control, daily crucifying them, and moment by moment draw on the Spirit's power to overcome them. Hallelujah. As I close up here in scripture, with the last few quick scriptures here, 25 and 26, God wants authority over every area of our lives, not just the spiritual parts. As we live by the Holy Spirit's power, we choose to submit every aspect of our lives to God, emotionally, physically, social, intellectual, vocational. And Apostle Paul says that because we're saved, we should live like it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the source of your new life and provides the energy and direction for it. So keep in step with his leading. Amen. Don't fall behind or hold back anyone else. Don't let anyone else's values or standards hold you back in any area of your life. Everyone needs a certain amount of approval from others, but those who go out of their way to secure honor or to win popularity becomes conceited, and they show they are not following the Holy Spirit's leading. Those who look to God for approval never ever need to envy others. Amen. Because we are God's sons and daughters, we have his Holy Spirit as the loving guarantee of his approval. So seek to please God, and the approval of others won't seem so important, and that's something I tell my children. Amen. And I pray, God, add a blessing. Lord, I ask you to add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray, and I bless us. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. We have too much time on the line. Amen. And if your prayers already went forth and you receive it, you believe it, just say amen. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say a prayer for my family and for my children, that I feel a good seed in them, and for my husband. He is here with me tonight. And that that God answers all his prayers, and that God calls him as well, and that we walk together one.
Oh, great.
Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We touch and agree on tonight that all that you've prayed, all that you've asked God for, Father God, we ask according to your will, Father God, hallelujah, for the life of your daughter, God, and all that she petitioned according to your will, Lord. Let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, remove every delay, oh God, oh Lord, to our blessing, oh God. Remove every delay, oh God, that she may be healed from past, present, and future, oh God. Anything that the enemy has tried to do or has done, oh God, let healing take place, Father God. Fix that is broken and mean to tear in her soul. And that of our husband as well, oh God. Lord, your word says, can two walk together unless they agree, oh God. So, Lord, I pray that they will come together and operate on one accord, that they will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will pour into our husband mighty, oh God, that he will be a man of God, that will stand up, oh God, that will speak your word with boldness and confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray for the peace and the protection of the children, oh God. Let every need be met, oh God. Oh, Lord, so that the children may have and there may be no lack in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over this family, over the Henderson family. And Lord, we thank you for, Lord, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
God bless you too. You have a preacher and let everybody hear your voice.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning. That's Della Priest on the line. God bless you. We love you, Della Priest, and we thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. God will open the doors that no man can close for you. Amen. God is going to give you the strength, amen, to keep on keeping on. When your body feels tired, God is going to be that strength, amen. Your spirit, hallelujah, will stand you up, amen. Your body may want to fall, but the Spirit of God is in you will stand you up. Hallelujah. You'll be able to walk with boldness. Amen. You will not walk limped over. You will not have a hurt back, hurting feet. Amen. Or a headache. Amen. I decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. And Lord, I ask that you let your oil, oh God, just flow from the top of his head, oh God. Hallelujah. All the way down to his feet. Oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name. I prophesy the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen. You're about to walk into a new season of goodness that you've never experienced before. That all will see. Your mother will see. Your sisters will see. And they will rise up and call you blessed. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just smiling. We always love to hear our men on the phone. Amen. On the prayer line. In fact, glory to God. God bless you.
I saved the number of my phone. I'll be out of town, but I saved the number of my phone.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Mama Sherry Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead. We got to wrap up here. Y'all, it's 1 o'clock already. The line is going to hang us up. Mama Sharon Gordon, do you have a prayer petition or anything you'd like to say? We're going to be wrapping
up
here.
Thank the Lord. Just thank him. That's all
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It's
thank
fire.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
all prayers in the name of
amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twelve. God bless you. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Yes, I touch and agree with all that has been forth and I receive all the prayers that have been forth. So, amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless you. God keep you, twin. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for touching and agreeing on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. You, all my prayers and when you was praying earlier, when I need to be praying for you, I already prayed for amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Mama. So good to have you on the line tonight. Ah, I'm so excited. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to say God bless you and I enjoyed the prayers, and I believe that, well, I know that God has answered the prayers, and you have a blessed day, and I love you. Amen.
Amen. Love you too. Glory to God. You all keep us in prayer. My family of his, I'm praying for you all as well. I'm going to close us out in prayer and then release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that came online on tonight. They have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Thus said the Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, for a special blessing, oh God, for your son, Della Priest, oh God, as he go out, oh God. Amen. We ask that you prepare the way for him, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray that he finds favor in thy sight, oh God, and that with mankind, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon his life, that he won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Lord, I pray, oh God, and lift up your daughter Jamil, your daughter Sharon, your daughter Twan, your daughter Karen, your daughter Dorita on tonight, oh God. And Lord, I just pray, oh God, that your hand constantly and continually be upon their life, that blessings will flow in, oh God. Hallelujah. Unhindered blessings. Amen. Unhindered favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let joy just overtake them, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the joy become contagious. Amen. Let it be in their laughter. Let it be in their smiling. It will be contagious to those that they be in, hallelujah, be in the company of, oh God, that they will receive such joy that's unspeakable. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that the glory of Lebanon come into our lives. Let the excellency of the cedars of Lebanon come into our lives right now and those in our family. And we receive by faith the majesty of Lebanon because we are in the kingdom of God. Let us grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon our life and those in our family and all that we love and concern about. Let us ascend to the heights of Lebanon and live in your high places. Let us have the strength of the cedars of Lebanon. Let the fruitfulness and abundance of Lebanon be upon our life and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the glory of Lebanon be released from the building of your temple, the church. Lord, you created Lebanon for your glory, and it is a symbol of the majesty of your kingdom. Let the reality of Lebanon be released into our life and those in our family. Oh, Lord, plant us, oh God, as a tree of Lebanon, and let us grow strong because of your blessing. Amen. Let us, hallelujah, let all our waste places become like the abundance of Lebanon. Let the river of God flow from the holy mountain and the water our land, and let it become like Lebanon. Amen. Let the mountain glories of Lebanon come into our lives. Let the rain fall upon our life, and let us grow like the trees of Lebanon. We clap our hands, amen, and praise you, Lord God. We rejoice like the trees of Lebanon. Let even our clothes be scented like the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. Let the streams of Lebanon flow into our lives. And we just want to say thank you, and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, as we leave this line, never your presence, that you would bless our sleep on tonight. Let us receive sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep on tonight, oh God. Lord, send your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to us as we sleep on tonight, that there be a time of refreshing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And encamp your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cast out our fears of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic, satanic, or evil spirit that will cause nightmares. Amen. That will cause interference in our sleep. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare victory. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon us, oh God, as we sleep on tonight. Speak to our hearts, oh God, that restoration will come, healing will come, deliverance will come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you will bless every medication, vitamin or herb or supplement that we are taking, or those in our family are taking. Lord, empower it, oh God, to do all that you intended it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we ask that you destroy and notify any adverse side effects of any kind, hallelujah, or any allergic reactions of any kind from any vitamin, herb, or supplement, hallelujah, that we are taking a medication in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our home, over our sleep, and we seal every entrance to our home with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seal every window, seal every door, and every crack and every crevice in the foundation of our homes with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray on tonight for my Aunt Sharon, and we pray, oh God, that you would continue to work on her, God, do a new work in her, Lord. We pray that your peace, we pray, oh God, that you would deliver her from all that's not of you right now.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace come and be still. Let joy overtake her. We pray for divine position and order for our life, oh God. It should be led and instructed by your Holy Spirit all the days of her life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are trusting God for the more. God of more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. He don't want to just bless you a little bit. He want to bless you to an overflow. Amen. Hallelujah. Overflow of blessing. Amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed night in the Lord. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you give us such a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, that we would desire nothing more than to continually feast upon the truth of your word. May our faith be built so that our enemies are defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to pull down the stronghold of sickness. Amen. May the church be a house of healing for wounded lives, broken bodies, and souls in need of your special touch. May your favor explode in our lives today as you continually demonstrate your loving kindness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a blessed morning.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't
to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been a